NASA is conducting ambitious tests to develop self-coordinating robotic swarms that can be used for space research and exploration.
This is Innovation Now, bringing you stories behind the ideas that shape our future.
In July, NASA sent a team of four CubeSats into orbit around Earth to see if they're able to cooperate on their own without real-time updates from mission control. This kind of autonomous cooperation may not sound difficult, but in order for swarm technologies to work, robots must take scientific measurements from multiple points in space, build networks capable of patching themselves if one piece goes down, and be able to respond to changes in their environment, all without human assistance. The mission, called Starling, will last at least 6 months. The four CubeSats, fondly named Pinky, Inky, Blinky, and Clyde, will orbit approximately 355 miles above Earth. Mission managers have established command communications with all four of NASA's Starling CubeSats as they are progressing through the final stages of their pre-operation checklist. Soon, each craft will drift into position to begin testing the swarm technologies that are essential for future deep space missions. For Innovation Now, I'm Jennifer Pulley.
Innovation Now is produced by the National Institute of Aerospace through collaboration with NASA and is distributed by WHRV.